And finally today.
Can you hear me, SOS? Help me put my mind to rest.
New music by DJ producer Avicii. It's an album full of songs he'd been working on before he took his own life last year. The tracks were not quite complete, so Avicii's family turned to a group of his close collaborators and friends to finish what he left behind. One of them is Swedish producer Carl Folk. He spoke to NPR about the emotional and creative challenge of finishing his friend's last album. It's titled Tim, a tribute to Avicii, whose real name was Tim Bergling.
It was almost impossible to go to the studio the first couple of weeks, because I would open a song and I would play the song, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, this piano that was recorded on this keyboard in Tim's house, and this vocals, oh, I remember, there was so many memories that came up. And it didn't take me long to realize that, okay, I can't, what should I do with this? I can't take anything away. I can't add anything to this. I don't have the right to do that. This is like Tim's work. This is Tim's legacy right here that I'm looking at. So I decided to like, okay, I'm just gonna listen to these tracks and then I'm gonna go home.
Can you see my emotion sinking away in slow motion? Like a break in the ocean, just get lost out of sea.
I realized for me that all the songs me and Tim have done has been a little bit of Tim and a little bit of me, which was an eye-opener for me, because I realized that I can actually make decisions. I can finish this without Tim as long as it's done as a celebration to him and feel like Tim's sitting there with me. I felt really confident on what I think, or what I would have guessed that Tim would have wanted, based on working so much with Tim in the past, but also since I knew him so well as a person, it was more sad. It was so sad to sit there and finish the songs without him. He wanted this to be Avicii 2.0, slower tempo, more organic instruments, a lot of African influences, a lot of darker lyrics, you know, stuff like that. So this is new ground for Tim. The last track on the album, Fades Away, that was one of those songs that weren't finished because Tim couldn't decide what should be the verse and what should be the chorus. So I came back to Sweden with this piano track. It was the original piano. It's still on the intro. That's Tim's original piano. And it's also Tim's words. And I can't go on and I can't go on. Don't you love it how it all just fades away?
Don't you love it how it all just fades away?
Those were Tim's words, and I still have a text message in my phone with Tim saying like, oh my god, those lyrics are so good. And all of the songs instantly had a new meaning for us songwriters after what happened.
Don't you love it how it all just fades away?
To finish the songs, it was mixed emotions, because it was, one was the whole mission to finish what we started, but it was also a really hard process, because all the memories and all the happy times, all the sad times, and everything just came up during this process. But it became almost like a comfort to work on these songs and to have them, to listen to them, to remember and to think back and on all the whole process, how they were put together, that also became nice and positive memories.
Don't you love it how it all just fades away.
That was Carl Folk, one of the producers on the final Avicii album, Tim.
Step out into the dawn, you pray till the lights come on, and then you feel like you've just been born.